What? You do not mean bodies?
Aye, bodies, Watson. We should be rich men if we had £1,000 for every poor devil who has been done to death in that den. It is the vilest murder trap on the whole riverside, and I fear that Neville St. Clair has entered it never to leave it more. But our trap should be here.
He put his two forefingers between his teeth and whistled, shrilly, a signal which was answered by a similar whistle from the distance, followed shortly by the rattle of wheels and the clink of horses' hooves.
"Now, Watson," said Holmes, as a tall dog-cart dashed up through the gloom, throwing out two golden tunnels of yellow light from its side lanterns. "You'll come with me, won't you?"
If I can be of use.
Oh, a trusty comrade is always of use, and a chronicler still more so. My room at the Cedars is a double-bedded one.
The Cedars?
Yes, that is Mr. St. Clair's house. I am staying there while I conduct the inquiry.
Where is it, then?
Near Lee, in Kent. We have a 7-mile drive before us.
But I am all in the dark.
Of course you are. You'll know all about it presently. Jump up here. All right, John, we shall not need you. Here's 0.5 crown. Look out for me tomorrow about 11. Give her head. So long, then.